This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We're nearing the end of orange harvesting season in Florida right now. The state produces almost all of the orange juice we drink in this country, about 500 million gallons a year. But a virulent disease is attacking Florida's citrus groves. It's pushed many farmers to leave the business or sell off their groves. Stacey Vanek Smith looks at two farms that are sticking with citrus and how they're making it work.
Good morning. We're going to call the meeting to order. We got a long day ahead of us.
In Bartow, Florida, the Florida Department of Citrus is meeting to talk business and budgets.
We rise for the invocation of the Pledge of Allegiance from Pacta Rick.
The mood is somber. For most of the past decade, Florida's $9 billion citrus industry has been hammered by a disease called greening. Florida's now producing half the oranges it used to. Greening-infected trees stop being able to move nutrients from leaf to root. They starve to death over several years. As they decline, their leaves turn yellow, and they start to produce small, misshapen fruit.
Here you can see this fruit. It's not any bigger than a golf ball, and there's just thousands and thousands of them.
Quentin Rowe and his brother William run one of the largest tangerine operations in the country in Winter Haven, Florida. They can't sell the undersized fruit, so that gets taken to their juicing plant.
And it essentially sucks all the juice out of the fruit.
William Rowe stands in front of a line of stainless steel extractors that produce tens of thousands of gallons of juice a day. Size doesn't matter for fruit that's juiced, but taste does. And Rowe says greening affects that too.
We aren't developing the bricks in the fruit that we used to develop. It doesn't taste as sweet, doesn't taste as balanced.
As they watched their product quality decline along with their profits, the Rowe brothers took action.
This is the culmination of literally millions and millions of dollars.
At their prototype grove in Winter Haven, Florida, Quentin Rowe inspects rows of hip-high tangerine trees wrapped in white plastic tubing. These are special, fast-growing trees, planted close together and sprayed frequently. The rows yank out anything that looks infected and scout regularly for signs of greening. They say they've been able to keep the disease out of these groves. And that, says Quentin, is the industry's only hope.
In the next 5 to 8 years, all the tangerine groves in the state of Florida, as we know them right now, will be dead or non-productive.
The Rowe system has pushed the cost of caring for trees from $1,200 an acre to more than $3,000. They hope the cost will be offset by the premium customers will be willing to pay for full-sized sweet fruit.
Yeah, my name is Moy Boyd. I've been called a Typhoid Moy, too.
While the Rowes are spending millions of dollars to keep greening out, there's another school of thought among Florida's farmers, living with the disease. Maury Boyd has become something of a celebrity in the Florida citrus community. When greening first hit Florida, the state asked farmers to destroy infected trees. Boyd refused.
So let's walk on into the tree rows now.
There are signs of greening all over Boyd's Valencia Grove, but the trees are heavy with baseball-sized oranges.
We've got very good yields. It's somewhat amazing.
Boyd started experimenting and eventually developed something now known as the Boyd technique. It involves showering trees with food and nutrients, literally.
We got a high-blast sprayer blowing all these nutrients, and it's coming out at 90 miles an hour. It's kind of like eating 6 meals a day instead of 3 meals a day. Got it?
Boyd says if you care for the trees properly, they can live with greening. But it isn't cheap. Just like the Rowes, Boyd's costs have tripled. He's able to make a profit because the price of oranges has gone up as the supply has declined.
We're surviving it, doing all right.
Dr. Harold Browning is a botanist who has helped Florida citrus farmers battle diseases like canker and blight. He says greening is like nothing he's ever seen. And although he says it's good to see farmers innovating, he worries none of these solutions are economically viable in the long term.
There is no economical, sustainable, durable kind of management system. So we're kind of building that on the fly.
Browning says the rising price of Florida citrus has consumers backing away. We're drinking 20% less orange juice than we used to. Browning thinks the only solution is a cure. But after 8 years battling the disease, there's nothing in sight.
You know, you look at Bill and I in our late 50s, mid to late 50s, haha.
Quentin Rowe says his grandfather started this business, and he and William are passing it on to their children. Bouncing through their groves at dusk in a work truck, Quentin and William say it's about more than economics.
for us and the rest of our family, it's been our life's work. And yes, it is worth it.
In Winter Haven, Florida, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
You want to see what greening looks like up close? We've got a slideshow of Stacey's trip, plus some cool orange juice facts at marketplace.org.